Tom, just before you run here, how is my audio sounding in your direction? Am I sounding natural? Over.
You have connected to a 6-link node, an EchoLink application for Linux operating system. For more information, go to svechlink.sourceforge.net.
Whatever that was. Anyway, yeah, you're sounding good. You're sounding good. Did you do some work or change something? Over.
Coming in on the UHF link frequency here. And I notice when I come in on the repeater direct, changes the audio tonal quality here. So I'm just kind of determining what's going on here. Radio was mentioning there's some signals that were sounding kind of different, so just kind of trying to nail things down and figure out what's here. So. Yeah, when Pierre and some of the other guys get on, it'll be interesting to see what they sound like. Because I know when I come in right now and listen to my signal, I sound better than when I come in directly on the repeater, so. But we'll see what happens. I put some de-emphasis on the node side of things for the VHF side, I think that might clear things up, because I think we have a case of problem with the pre-emphasis or something going on the system. So, very good, Tom. Okay, let you run, and thanks for the report. E5SD, back to you, Tom. Let's tie the ribbons on it.
3 minutes until next WB9CFC. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Richard, WB9CSP, starting the Everything Net. So before we get things started, is there any emergency or priority traffic? All right, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. That's always good. This net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time. 2200 UTC. My name is Richard, WB9CST in Paris, Texas. And there's a couple different ways you can get in here, so that way I can announce it to the new folks. All-Star 577-820, the FBA conference server, 3485815, I believe is the node number. Or IRLP 9552. There are some digital ways I'm working on those. And with that, Linda reminded me earlier what's going to be today's question. Well, I think I will make today's question something different. What was your first car that you ever bought? Will be today's question. We'll do DMR next month. I need to compile more info. So, with that, I'll start taking a short time and mobile check-ins. Alright, no short times or mobiles. Kind of surprised, but you guys can check in at any time. General check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now.
And for ZCTV, help us in Georgia.
Whiskey 8, Tango, Oscar, Yankee, John, Madison Heights, Michigan.
KF0FYZ, Galen, Woodbine, Iowa.
Alright, there we go. I got a few to start with. In for Zulu Charlie Victor, Ralph, W8TOY, John, and KF0SYZ, Jim. So, hi Ralph, how are you today? How are things in Georgia? How's the weather there? And the first car you ever bought is today's question. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to say Guten Abend because it's after 6 p.m. Eastern time here. I hope Linda's good with that. I know she caught you on that a few weeks ago. But kind of gloomy today, but that's okay. We need the rain. We're still in a drought, and the fires are still burning in southeast Georgia. They're getting close to having them contained. But, yeah, any rain they can get will help. First car was I bought was a 1962 Chevy station wagon. And I don't remember what year I bought it. It was probably about 1970 or so. I think I was still in high school, so it might have been, it was probably in the 60s. And, I had to replace the head on it, and I remember borrowing a torque wrench from a guy I knew and whatnot. Yep. That was the first one. Then when I messed up the engine, replacing the head. It still didn't have oil pressure. I don't know what was going on. I actually ended up buying, I think it was a 1967 Opel Kadett. Yeah, I liked that car. It was my little race car. All right, back to net control, WB9CSP. This is N4ZCV.
That's an interesting car you had, Ralph. Opel, from what I remember, used to make a lot of World War II trucks. So that's pretty cool that they made civilian cars for a little while, too. My dad used to have a Studebaker. Well, his dad did, so granddad. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Hello, John. W8TOY, how are things in Michigan? How's the weather up there, and what was the first car you bought?
Oh, Rich and everybody on the net. Yeah, right now the sun is out. We had a pretty significant thunderstorm a little while ago, but it was very short-lasting. A lot of high winds and stuff, but it was very short-lasting. Now the sun is out. Beautiful afternoon. So, got to take what you can get, you know. As far as my first car, well, it was a T-Bird. My dad helped me get it. He found it for me, actually. It was around a 60, I'm guessing around a 66, 67 T-Bird with bucket seats. And tilt-away steering wheel. And they only made that for a couple of years, so I guess I could figure it out if I had to. I had the tilt-away steering wheels to make it easier for to get in and out of the car. Mainly it was, actually it was designed for women with big dresses to get in and out of the car easier, but made it easier for me too and my dad. And it was a two-door, pretty fast, but definitely more of a luxury car than a speed car, that's for sure. But it was a lot of fun to own, and it got a lot of attention. So that's my first car, W8TOY.
Wow, that's pretty cool, John. Yeah, I always like hearing about cars like that. I've wanted to see some of those like that at a car show before. That sounds pretty cool. But thank you for checking in, and glad to have you again this week. KF0SYV, Jin, how are things in the corn state today? How's the weather there, and what was your first car? Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Richard, everyone on the net. That's a pretty nice day today. I had about 74, 75 degrees, and a light breeze out of the northwest. Really nice day. Got the yard mowed. Looks better now than it did. Get the dandelion heads knocked off. My first car is kind of like John. Well, first one I bought, I had a couple before that, but Dad helped get, but the first one I bought was a 1962 Thunderbird Landau, two-door hardtop. It also had the slide-away steering wheel, and it had the big V8 in it, but it wasn't any kind of a street race or anything like that. It was, like he said, more of a luxury car. I enjoyed it. That's the car my wife and I dated in, so it held a lot of good memories. Anyway, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's weird. That just disconnected. Hang on, let me fix that while I'm talking. I don't know why that just happened. But, that's a pretty cool car. From what I've seen of it, anyway. But with that, that brings me to the bottom of the list. So, anybody else anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CST.
Net control. Please check in, Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Sierra Zulu, Ollie in Beaufort, South Carolina, checking in via Echolink.
Kilo 6, Golf Romeo Lima, K6, GL, Linda, Central Coast, California.
I picked up two. Hopefully I'm not going to interfere with the yacht net. I didn't think about that. I thought I let Ed know about that. I'll disconnect it if that comes up. But KQ4PSZ, Ali, I've got you. And K6TRO, I've got you. Well, Ali, today's question kind of can't work for you because you don't have a car yet. So I guess I'll change it just a little bit and say, what kind of car do you want to get when you get your driver's license? Go ahead. And how's the weather there today?
The weather here today is pretty well, and honestly, for a first car, whatever my parents let me have.
Well, hopefully it's something good, but not too expensive or too fast, per se. But yeah, I hope you get a car that you like, and thanks for checking in. And this net meets here every Saturday at 5 p.m., so Welcome and thank you for checking in. Hallo, Linda. Guten Abend und wie geht's dir und wie ist das Wetter? And what would be your first Auto that you got? Over.
All right, WB9CSB from KFXL here. Good afternoon for me here to the group, and good evening for some of you. Yes, I looked that up actually because I always heard after 5 p.m. It's appropriate to say good evening. So a couple things that I came up with here is so in Western cultures, we would normally say good evening, you know, starting at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. It's like an informal start of the evening, and it's also tied to the end of the workday. But they also say if you're in an area where it's still bright and sunny at 5 p.m., it's also okay to say good afternoon. So there you go. And if I wouldn't be driving yet, then I tell you what, my model car today would be a Tesla, of course. And I actually rode in a couple Teslas, they're very interesting. It feels like you're in an airplane or something. I don't know. It's different. But, so my first car, let's see here. So the first car that I actually bought myself, by myself, just myself, was an Oldsmobile Achieva. And there's a little neat story behind it because when I took the Oldsmobile into the body shop, the repair person, when I picked it up, said, "Your car looks like a Porsche in the back." I said, "Yeah, right." And then when I saw a Porsche, I thought, my goodness, he is right. Because and that's exactly how I would find my car in a big car parking lot, because back then we didn't have the beep beep keys, you know. So you actually had to look for your car. And it was white. Do you know how many white cars were there? But I would always immediately spot it by looking at the back of my car, you know, the round, curved back. So my car was just like a Porsche. And I co-owned a couple of cars before that. The very first car that I co-owned in Germany was a VW Porsche. Too small, if you ask me, too small, not practical enough. it wasn't for me, really. And my first car in the United States that I co-owned, and I didn't have a driver's license before then. That's when I...
W8UM, VHF, time out.
Yeah, Roger that. I had to let everything recycle there because it shot me a bunch of timeout stuff on the bottom of my screen. So, yeah. And it seems that Ali speaks some German, so that's pretty cool, too. Das ist gut. And with that brings me down to the bottom of my list. So, anybody else wishing to check in? You be everything that come now, WB9CST.
WA3DST.
4 Alpha Alpha Papa, Bravo Manitoba. We back to that.
Oopsie. I think I stepped on somebody from St. Louis. Was someone trying to check in on St. Louis? Well, I guess not at the moment. So, WA3DSP, I've got you. I'm pretty sure I got this right. Victor Echo 4 Alpha Alpha Papa Wade. Almost certain I got that right. But hi, Doug. Long time no see. I don't know why the All-Star node dropped out. I connected it back. But anyway, how are you today? How's the weather up in Pennsylvania? And today's question is, what was the first car you ever bought? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, WA3DSP. I kind of missed your, not missed, I saw your email about the change of time, but then I didn't find it again today. So I wasn't sure if it was 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock Eastern. I'm assuming now, I guess it's 6 o'clock Eastern, so that's probably why it dropped out. I had the wrong times in my crone. But anyhow, good to hear you. Hopefully your job is working out okay for you. And just confirm the times for me. And my first car was a 55 Chevy convertible. And it was my dream car. I completely overhauled it. Engine, everything else, new top, new interior, and I ended up selling it probably, I think in about the mid-70s, but I had it for probably about 10 years, and thoroughly enjoyed it, so wish I had one today, but I don't need the maintenance nightmare of some of these older cars are. I got too many things going on in electronics. All right, back to net, WA3DSP.
Yeah, roger that, Doug. That's pretty cool. I don't know if too many people who actually restore cars from start to finish. That's pretty cool. What did you ask me? Oh, yeah. 5 p.m. Central to 6 p.m. Central, so 2200 UTC to 2300 UTC for the times. Just to update you on that. ZE4AAP, I hope I got that right. Wade, how are you today? How are things in Canada? Thanks for being the first check-in for a little while. I know Randy's not doing too terribly great right now. What was your first car you ever bought? Go ahead.
Okay, back to you, Richard. Yeah, my first car was a 1956 Pontiac. 6 cylinder engine. It had a half inch hose for a gas line, I think. The third car, fewer than any car I ever had in my life. And it was a good car, but later on, I don't know if you folks know what Sadie Hawkins Day is, but my girlfriend at that time invited me out. It was minus 30, and I was really poor, and we used to change the oil from 10 to 30 in summer and winter, and I couldn't afford to change it to 10. And it was minus 30 that night, and I kind of did some harm to the engine, not to you.
Wow, that's pretty cool, Wade. And yeah, I put some 15W30, I think it is, in my mom's truck because it was low on oil. I think it's a little too thick, but diesel oil will definitely lubricate everything probably a little bit better than your standard petrol oil because it's made for a diesel. But I don't know. But thank you for checking in and hope things well for you. By the way, in case everyone wants to know, since it's about the middle of the net, there is a 7-3 round, so just to let everyone know. It's not mandatory, but just wanted to let everyone know. And with that, I'll take some more check-ins. This is WB9CST in the Everything Net.
WB9CSP, this is Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Mike Charlie, Bob in Ohio.
Alright, just leaving enough space there so I don't step on anyone. Hey Bob, I haven't heard you check in a little while. How are things with you today? How's the weather up in the Buckeye State? And what was the first car you ever bought is today's question. Go ahead.
Well, things going pretty good today. Got a little bit of work done around the house. Just a little bit more to do, nothing major. And yeah, the weather up here is nice. The sun's out, just a real light breeze, about 72 degrees out there. And my first car was a 71 old Cutlass Supreme. And I took the factory rims and everything off and put Craigers on, of course, and got the good old Thrush mufflers over at Rinks and put them on there and made it sound good, and then started working on the engine a little bit. But our big thing was going up and look at the Jigs, our high performance shop, and couldn't really afford their stuff, but we got a lot of stickers. So that increased our horsepower. STP sticker was worth about 2 horsepower. Excel was worth about 5. And, you know, we just added stickers to our cars and then counted up the horsepower. That's about all the money we had to invest in them. So, yeah, I'll give it back to you, Richard. This is WB8RMC.
Yep, wow. The stickers really do make a difference, and they're colorful, too, so you can't forget that. So thank you for checking in, Bob. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CST.
WX4TAZ. Whiskey X-Ray 4 Tango Alpha Zulu, Jimmy, in Underwood, Iowa.
Good evening. This is KJ5POU calling from Texas.
There it goes. All right. Let's see, I messed it up, but I know it. WX4TAZ, there we go. And where'd my list go, dang it? KJ5POW, okay, I got you, Cheryl, and Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy, how are you today? How's the weather in your part of Iowa? And today's question is, what was the first car you bought? Go ahead.
Well, just like your gentleman from the Buckeye State, gorgeous afternoon, 72 degrees, light breeze. Spent my morning working communications for Celebrate CB, which is Council Bluffs Parade. Heading to a camper right now. Spend the evening up in my camper. My first car was a 1981 Ford Escort station wagon, which was given to me by my father, and being 16 years old, I promptly thought I could drive and learned on the dirt road that I couldn't. Rolled it 6 times.
Wow. That does not sound fun at all. That would... I hope that never happens to me. That would not be a good time. But at least you're here now, so that's a good thing. Okay, it's right in the middle, so let me connect up that node. Okay, there we go. Thank you for checking in, Jimmy. This net meets here every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time. If you want to check back in if you're ever near the radio. KJ5POW. Hey, Cheryl, welcome back again. How's your day? Down in Gatesville, not too terribly far from me. You're probably having the same weather we are. And what was your first car? Go ahead.
This is KJ5POU. Well, thank you for having me back. Yes, sir, it's very hot today. I'm looking at the thermostat and says it's 93 degrees. It's very hot. Oh, my day today has been good. Just been helping my dad out on the radio and different things like that, doing some studying again for my general. But my first car was a 1968 Chevrolet Impala. A little four-door, well, not a little, a pretty good-sized car. My dad bought it for me back when I was in high school. I graduated in 81, so he bought that car for me back in 1979 and paid $500 for it. But my dad had a business, and I had to work it off, but I remember that car. I wish I still had that car. It'd be worth a lot more than $500 right now, I would think. This is KJ5POU.
I would say so, just like my dad's 78 Corvette convertible Stingray. That would be worth a lot more now. Too bad you can't get a fairly decent car anymore for $500. Most of the time they're clunkers. But if it gets you from point A to point B and that's all you need it for, well, then I guess it's accomplished its goal. But thank you for checking in again. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
This is November 8th, Bravo, Echo Kilo, Bonnie in Galloway, Ohio.
Hey, Bonnie, it's been a while since I heard you check in 8BEK. How have you been? And kind of already figured what the weather was like out there. Today's question is, what was your first car that you ever bought?
Well, good evening, everybody. It's a beautiful day here in Ohio, as you've already heard. It's nice out, sunny, blue skies, feathery white clouds. In the sun it's nice and warm, but if you get in the shade, it's a little chilly because we've got a little bit of a wind going on here today. My first vehicle was a 1958 used red Ford dual wheel box truck. I used to show sheep in 4-H when I was growing up and in high school, and that's what I did all summer long, was every weekend go to a sheep show somewhere in Massachusetts. I also drove it to school my senior year in high school, and those were fun times. Back to you.
Yeah, roger that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm still working on getting my driver's license. I hope to get it soon, so that way I can drive around and have fun. Alright, so now that we have kind of enough people, announcements. Anybody have any announcements, Hamfest clubs, club announcements, anything, come now, WB9CSP. Well, just so everyone knows, word of mouth, as I've been told, the 19th and the 20th of next year, I will be having my very first Hamfest here in Paris, Texas. I'm working on fixing the flyer. It's going to be at the Elk Lodge. I'm going to start at about 9 in the morning, 9 or 10. I'll make sure I refine the details and let everyone know. But yeah, I hope to see some people there from out of state, pretty far away. Not going to be a huge venue for it, though, but I'm working on getting some vendors and stuff and trying my hardest to make it come true. So that's my only announcement from me. I'll take, well, I got time to do a couple rounds. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP. Rechecks are welcome. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net? This is Richard, WB9CSP. Well, I guess this would be a good time to bring back the other portion of the net that I haven't done in a while. Does anyone have any questions that they haven't gotten answered and just are scratching your head about and you just can't figure it out? And it can be related to him or not related to him. So if you have a question, I'll run down the list of everyone and see if we can get you an answer. So, anyone got any questions they'd like to ask? Come now, WB9CSC. Alright, not hearing anything. Well, I guess I can start a little bit early on the 7-3 round, and then that'll give me enough time for some, couple rounds of late checks. So let me go up to the top, to Ralph. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor, go ahead to 7-3 round, Ralph.
Okay, very good, Richard. Thanks for doing the net tonight. And I was going to say, in response to Linda's definition there of time of day and greetings, in Japanese, you know, there's several depending on time of day. You have Ohio Kazimus for the very first person you greet. Then in the morning, you have Ohio. And then in the afternoon, you have Konnichiwa. And then after the sun sets, you have Kambawa. And I'm told by one Japanese lady I used to work with that she would laugh when I would speak any Japanese. I said, Amy, why are you laughing? And she said, your accent. All right. Very good. Good to hear everyone. And we'll send it back to Net Control. WB9CSP, this is N4ZCV.
Yeah, roger that. Ralph, thank you for checking in and trying to make it each month. So glad you did that, and hope to hear you again next weekend. WATLY, John, it's your turn at the 7-3 round, WB9CFC. John is not showing connected to the repeater at the moment. I know he'll more than likely come back. KS0SYV, Jen, Go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
That's it for the second map. I appreciate it. It was nice to hear everybody on the net factor there this evening. I hope you all have a safe week. Stay safe. And hope everything goes well for you. It's always a pleasure. So with that, you all take care. WB9CSP, this is KF0SYZ, Gala. Cornfield, Iowa,
7-3. Do that, Galen. Thanks for being here, and glad you can make it every week. KQ4PSZ. There we go. I got it right. Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen, Ali. Over to you for 7-3. Over. Well, I guess he disappeared, but that's okay. At least he checked in, so that's what counts. And speaking of Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen, Gerlinda, Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen, Frau, go ahead at the 7-3, K6GRL, WB9CFT.
Yeah, Dr. Schmidt, W9CSP here from K6L. Well, you were too fast because I actually thought of a question. I was going to say, can anyone remind us, when it comes to ham radio, what does Maxwell's equations mean? So Maxwell's equation related to ham radio. Well, since I wasn't fast enough, I put my little buddy to work, you know, my AI, and it quickly explained that Maxwell's equations, there's a four fundamental laws that describe how radio waves are created, radiated, and propagate through space. So, I think there is talk out there that's popular when you go to England, and that is on Maxwell's equation. If you ever have a chance to listen to it, I suggest you do. So, for Ralph there, before I say Guten Abend, I'm going to say Sayonara, Buonasera, Buonanotte, Bonsoir, Bon nuit, Guten Abend, Gute Nacht, that's a song in Germany. When you put kids to sleep, Guten Abend, Gute Nacht. And good evening, good night to all. K6DL, back to you, Richard.
Guten Abend und au revoir, Linda. Thank you for checking in. And good to have you today. WA3DSP, Doug, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over. How did I know that my node would just drop everyone off? Hold on a minute. I knew it was going to do that. I'll just leave some people disconnected from it. Okay, there we go. Alright, let's try that again. Doug, if you're still there, my node decided it was going to dump everyone. WA3DSP at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
VE5RJM, Randy and Kenora.
Alright, hi Randy, I'll take you and stop my list here for a minute. How are you feeling today? I know we talked about you were feeling a little blue, but hopefully you're feeling a little better today because, well, you're here. And how's the weather in your area? And what was the first car you ever bought is today's question. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to everyone listening there tonight. And yeah, I got to apologize to you, Richard. I was having a nap here, and I guess I got the wrong time, I think. I put it for 5 o'clock Central. It should have been 5 o'clock Central Daylight Time, I guess. Because you're calling it at 4 o'clock our time. And I should have known that, but he did tell me that it was going to be 5 o'clock Mountain Time or something, so which is the same thing, I guess. But anyways, it's all good. I'll have to adjust that on the auto connections there. But you can comment on that afterwards. And, well, my first car that I ever bought was a Ford, and it was my last one. Hi. well, actually, I lied. My second one was a Ford, too, and then that was it. No more Fords. So that was my first car. It was a Ford Fairlane, 64 Ford Fairlane Lowrider. Beautiful car. But with a 260 V8 engine in it, and yeah, it was a superb, nice little car. It's actually not bad on fuel too. It was pretty good, and it was actually kind of a hardy vehicle for a Ford. You know, it put up with a lot of crap of mine. So back in the day, so. So I ended up driving it for a few years, and then after that, I got rid of it and got it myself a Ford Monarch, which I had nothing but problems with. It was just had a 351 Windsor in it, and yeah, it was just one of those cars that I think were made up on a Monday or a Friday. So it was just a lemon. Have to replace the engine and even brake. So anyways, that's about all I got there. You can include me into the 7-3 round here at the same time. Just want to say good evening to everyone, good afternoon, whatever. And yeah, sorry for my late check-in there, Richard. You caught me napping. So, boy. Yeah, I just had an operation. I haven't been blue at all, but I've been, excited about going through this operation a little bit, and got that behind me now, and everything went well. But I do get tired and all that. So I got about 4 to 6 weeks of recovery. Ended up getting a morphine pump put in. Anyways, everybody, again, have yourself a good evening. Back to net control. Take it away, Richard.
Thanks for checking in, Andy. And, it's analog. That's what's going to happen. But, let's see. VE4AAP, Wade, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Back to you, Richard. Yeah, I'm still here, listening to what's going on. I told you about my car, 1956 Pontiac, with a 61 cubic inch engine, loved gasoline, and I was young and couldn't afford it. But anyway, it was a good car. My wife and I dated it, Matt. Back to you.
Yep. That does sound like a good car. And Wade has lots of ka-chunking sounds, so good job on that. WBARMC. Bob, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Yeah, WB8RMC. Yeah, just thinking about a bunch of the cars I've had now. The 72 Dodge Coronet was a nice one. And the Vega, Chevy Vega with the small block Chevy. Started with the 350, but it was wore out, and we decided not to rebuild it and found a 327 to put in it. It was real nice. And yeah, that's about all I got to add for the net. So with that, I'll say thanks for doing the net again, Richard, and I'll say 73 to everybody. WB9CSP, WB8RNC, back to you.
I kind of swore that just ID'd like 3 or 4 minutes ago. Okay, anyway. Well, it did it again, but that's okay. I don't mind it, as long as it doesn't go off every time so sporadically. WX4TAZ. Jimmy, if you're still in range and still mobile, go ahead with the 7-3 round. WB9CSP. Now, I think someone said comment. KE6RAX, I think it was. Go ahead, WB9CSP.
I just wonder what net is this? You're tied into a multi repeater system in Central California.
Yeah, I know. I changed the time of my net. It's still the everything net, but I changed it from 2 p.m. Central Time to 5 p.m. Central Time.
But I'm saying you're going into a net on the West Coast that's broadcasting your net multi-county. Is that what you want?
Yeah. It's, I got the okay from you guys' president a while ago. He said I could do it for the last half of my net.
Okay, I just wondered. I like checking in the nets, and I never heard of it. It didn't sound familiar, so I was just curious.
Yeah, I had to change the time, so that's probably why you haven't heard it before, but I used to run it at 2 p.m. Central, but yeah, it changed to 5 to 6, so 3 to 4 your time, I believe. But yeah, welcome, and today's question, by the way, I'm not sure if you were checking in or not, but if you are, hi, good to meet you, and today's question is, or was, what was the first car you bought?
That was, as you see, that was a 1960 Ford AMC Rambler.
Well, that's pretty cool. Three on the tree or four on the floor?
It was push button automatic.
Ah, okay. So like the Dyna slush and all of those transmissions back then. That's cool.
It was early automatic and I paid $99 for the car.
Wow, that's a steal for a price. Of course, back then, things were a lot cheaper. But yeah, thanks for checking in, and good to have you. And I try and connect it up the second half of the net. So let's see, 5:30 would be 3:30 your time. I usually connect it up for the second half. So yeah, I hope to hear you again. Let you take the 7-3 round too, because that's where I was at. Back to you.
Okay. Yes. We do a bunch of nets out here. That we got something going on almost every day on one of our repeaters. But anyways, let me back out. I was just sitting down for lunch, and or actually maybe a lunch dinner combination, because we had a swap meet today. Started at 8 this morning, and we just got home. The weather here is about 70 degrees and sunny. So we're waiting for summer and hot weather to show up. This is KE6RAX, and my name is Peter Papa Echo Tango Echo Romeo.
Roger that, Peter. I think you checked in once before. Sounds familiar. But thank you for checking in, and glad to have you again. Let's see. KJ5POU. Cheryl, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right, no Cheryl on the much left. Let's try N8BEK. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Excited about next weekend and the state convention that's coming up. Many volunteer in various capacities during the weekend, and I won't be going this year. I just had shoulder surgery, so I'm going to play it cool and stay home. So I hope everybody has a good week. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, some things are dropping. Lots of things are dropping. I don't know what's going on, but I better close out just in case. Bonnie, thanks for coming in today, and enjoy the ham fest. And Linda, if that's you texting me, I saw that K6DJ dropped. But, alright, so. Right on the dot here. So let me call for just a round of check-ins. So late checks. So anybody anywhere wishing to check in before I close down, rechecks are welcome. WB9CST.
Hey, NACWU.
All right, now I recognize the voice that you are noisy, but I got your call for the most part. So NHCWU and KFHKC, I know I messed that up. NHCWU, good afternoon. How are you? How's the weather where you're at? And today's question was, what is the first car you ever bought?
Yeah, okay, Richard. Thanks for letting me in. I just quit work and sat down on a back porch for take a little break and heard the net. Oh, the weather's... Well, it's pretty nice. It rained this morning, and it's been nice all day. Don't know if it's going to rain tonight or not. it wouldn't break my heart if it sprinkled a little bit on my grass seed I planted, but we'll see. Well, my first car was a 1962 Dodge Lancer GT with a slant six and push-button automatic. It was a pretty slick little car, a little two-door sporty car, kind of like a Valiant, but it was a Dodge. And that was a nice car. I think I paid $350 for it. And it was a pretty nice car back then. So, that's my contribution to the net. I will let you go and you have a good weekend. What's left of it? N-A-C-W-U.
Roger that. Thank you for checking in, Larry. Pretty sure I got that right. I know I can look on Discord and find you. I know I messed it up. The call, the very last person I'll take for the net today. And I know you checked in before. And I can't remember what your name starts with, but I remember your voice. KF8HKC. I know you checked in last week off the UHF repeater. So good afternoon. How are you? How have you been? And I'll change the question for you. What kind of car do you want when you're old enough to drive? Go ahead.
Okay. My call's doing a Tango, Fox Trot, 8, 4, 6, 8, 8, 2, Ion, 1, 6, 2, I didn't think that far yet, but tell me for Yoda or something, I don't know.
Roger that, Ion. I knew I was close with your call. But yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And yeah, I'm glad you made it again today to the net. Well, since things are disappearing here, folks, I think that's my sign to close it down. So I think the IRLP's already disappeared, so let's call it a day. With that, this has been the Everything Net. My name is Richard, WB9CST, and don't forget, if you want to try your hand at this net, I'm not picky. My email's good on QRZ, and we can get you set up and start running the net and try your hand at it. It meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2200 UTC, last about an hour. And the website is wb9csp.deltaecho.de. You can find that on my QRZ page. Thank you to all the node owners and repeater users and clubs for letting me use your system, and everyone of you who checked in. Hope to hear you again next Saturday, 7-3. Give me a minute to disconnect everything. WB9 CSP, Chicago-style pizza.